Hey everybody, we're here in Veterans Park to look at John chapter 16. So in John chapter 16, Jesus transitions and he's going to speak a lot about the Holy Spirit. And in this section in particular, he is going to focus on what the Holy Spirit does to the world or helps the disciples do for the sake of the world. And notice in all of this, he says it is better that he goes away. So 16:1. I've said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. So again, Jesus says that it's better that he go away. And if I could use a crude analogy, I would say one of the most significant inventions in terms of communication in history happened in the 1870s when the telegraph was invented. Because in the 1870s, what happened was the telegraph allowed near instantaneous communication across long distances. And I would say the cell phone isn't really much of an advance from that. We have instantaneous long distance communication. And part of what Jesus is saying is that as he goes to the Father and gives the Holy Spirit, we have instantaneous connection to him and the Father by the Holy Spirit. That all believers are essentially wireless receivers of the Father's teaching and the Father's presence and the Father's heart. And that's why it's good that Jesus went away, because his human nature was limited. But he goes to the Father and he sends the Holy Spirit to be our connection to him and to the Father. I want to focus, though, on these three things that the Holy Spirit will do. Sometimes I have found these confusing, these three things that the Holy Spirit will do with regard to the world. He will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. These things that he will convict the world of. And I want to frame it in three ways. One, the first one that he gives is he will convict the world with regard to sin. The way I would put it is, what is most wrong with the world? In other words, what is the worst thing that has ever happened or the worst thing that has ever done? What is the worst wrong? If we stopped and we thought and we came up with a list, we might say things like selfishness or racism or some other terrible sin. But Jesus wants to say, essentially, his ministry says, that the worst wrong, the root evil of all evils, is refusal to believe in Jesus, refusal to trust in Jesus. Another way to think of this is to say, what is at the root of reality? What is the bedrock of everything? Well, Jesus will say it's him. And if people are willing to reject him, that is the source of all other wrongs. And so that's one of the things that the Holy Spirit comes to convict of, is to convict that Jesus is the root reality. And when we reject him, that's the source of all wrong. But then he says conviction with regard to righteousness. Well, what's most right in the world? Again, we might ask, or we might try to come up with a list of the things that are the best in the world, the best and most beautiful things, family and friendship or beauty. And we might list all kinds of things. But again, what Jesus is trying to say is that his career, his incarnation, his life, his ministry, his death, his resurrection, his ascension to the Father are the best things that ever happened. They are the root of all that is good and true and beautiful. And that is why trusting in Jesus or learning to be rooted in him and connected to him is the key to life and the key to connecting us to the best in life and allowing us to be a source of what is good and right in life. And then finally, judgment. The Holy Spirit convicts of judgment. And I would say that what's going on here is we could ask the question, who wins in the battle between right and wrong? We are preoccupied with this battle. We see it in all our popular movies and literature. And it's easy to look at history and think, evil wins. Everything from continual failures of leaders to world wars to the Holocaust. But what the Christian message is that the ruler of this world, who is the source of all that is wrong with this world, was decisively defeated in Jesus' life, in his ministry. And that is the victory. He has overcome the world. And what Christians do is we believe in that victory. We could wish at times that God would make it clearer, that God would make it more obvious to others. And the promise of Scripture is that one day he will. But we are called to be those who testify to the victory of Jesus Christ and God through Jesus over all wrong, and to be announcers of that ahead of time. And the promise of this section is that the Holy Spirit will help us do that with the world. So it should be a great comfort to us that it is not just us and our weak words, but it is the presence of God our Father through the power of His Holy Spirit that does the convicting. And we just have to be conduits of the Comforter. So may we do that. Amen.